Today here it's 16th January 2025 and 66 Fahrenheit maximum and 52. The minimum right now around 53 centigrade is the maximum is 19 degrees centigrade, minimum 11. And right now 12 degrees centigrade and it's going to be sunny day. Yesterday night, there was late night, there was lightning and rain shower. But today, it's going to be a nice day. Perhaps rain was needed. God knows everything. So it's good. And also clears the air. Normally, during this time, the air quality is bad in this area. The air becomes kind of stagnant and there is a lot of construction going on, that dust particles, things like that, that is in the air, but this rain washes them and cleanses them. So it's a good thing. So in Romans chapter 5 talks about through one man, referring to Adam, the sin entered. And the Apostle Paul talks this point logically, how the sin entered. But through one man, the Lord Jesus Christ, the life, the righteousness, I don't remember exactly how it's written, but through one man, let's see, how does it go? So one man's disobedience, then sin entered. And one man's obedience, referring to Lord Jesus Christ, shall many be made righteous. In the churches, like Glenn, I was sharing with these ladies, the different words are communicated that put them in bondage instead of wonderful life. They talk about God, but in reality, they are end up not benefiting the wonderful works that Jesus Christ has done. God so loved the world, I'm sure they know that God has sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him shall have everlasting life and salvation. Very simple things they are not knowing. Very simple, basic things. Yesterday, Gyan Singh and his leaders came, three men and two women, five. One of the testimonies was that one of the believers, he visited this particular area, it's market, heavy market area, and a lot of people are there, like millions. And this person was walking and literally bumped into this lady, and he just suddenly said in Hindi, is translation, literal translation of Hindi is, thanks be to the Most High Spirit. So this woman was surprised, like this person said that, and he uttered this words, thanks be to God, in a sense like that, was so that this woman will not be angry and accuse him of something. But instead of that kind of response, because she was a Christian person, goes to church, so having heard that, she was, in a way, instead of getting angry, was curious. And asked him, do you go to church? Are you Christian? Like that, question started. And he says, I'm a believer. And various points were discussed. Some testimonies were shared through this believer person. And this woman became curious because she knew the things that he was sharing with her was different. She hasn't heard something like that. So he invited her to come to his fellowship. And she attended the fellowship. Everyone, including children and youth, they are sharing, standing up, and they shared, spoke, testimonies or teaching, so forth. After the fellowship, she asked this person who invited her, "In our church, only pastor speaks, but here, everyone is like men of God, kind of way." They're speaking boldly. And she was impressed. And one of those days, there was, I don't exactly remember, but in her home or somebody else's home, an elderly person, that is, father to that household, he went into coma. They didn't have so much money, so they just kept him there. And 3 days, he was just lying down, not become conscious. And they asked the church pastor to come to pray for him, and nothing happened. I think that's her, one who attended the fellowship. So she remembered about this person, a believer, who bumped into her. She called him and talked about what's going on. And he says that it was on phone. So he says that prayer is to ask things from God. Prayer, when you pray, ask and you shall receive, and cast all cares, and like that, we are giving things to God to do, or thanksgiving. But for healing, you just command. So this lady thought, oh, this is a new thing. He said, take this cell phone, your phone, to his ears, near his ears. And he just said, get up. And he opened his eyes and sat up. So she was amazed. And through her, she has other Christian families around her, many Christians there in that area. And she brought some of them to this person's home, the believer's home, for fellowship. And this believer says, now you start fellowship in your home and do it like we do. You are ready. So literally, he bumped into a laborer. And God orchestrated everything. Now a fellowship is going on in that area of Delhi. So the God's truth, scripture shows that God, he spare not his own son for our sakes. And he has delivered him for us. So how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So logic is really different with the Christian doctrine. And of course, Christian doctrines of this church could be different from the other and so forth. But wrong words are going, and thus they cannot expect belief. But God, he knows who are the hungry ones, ready ones, and he will get that hungry soul, the ready ones, to be connected. And he gives us words to speak. We can prophesy. We can speak by the Spirit and build up, inspire that person. Yesterday, many amazing testimonies after testimonies I heard of, which now I don't remember, but I remember this one because of Glenna's sharing. So we are not alone here. Like right doctrine is, we are not alone here. God is with us. Just like he spoke to Joshua and encouraged him, Joshua was discouraged and mourning the days of mourning. Moses, his mighty leader, is dead, slept. Yet, after a certain time, 40 days over, then God said, Joshua, arise, arise, job to do. Just like we have wonderful jobs to do, and he has spoken. I will read that. Joshua chapter 1. And so living God always encourages us, and we have good works which God has before ordained for us. For we are God's workmanship, new man, not the old man. The old man, then there is old man law, doctrine. And we need to have the new man doctrine. The new man doctrine, we are not to serve the old man. There's two different personalities involved in one person. Although we are born again and we are sons and daughters of God, the old man, carnal mind, focus, walk by the carnal mind, carnal thoughts, then that old man start to ruling. He becomes the boss. But God is telling us not to serve him, not to be obedient to that. You are a different person. You are not that person. That person who is wretched man that I am, that person that he wants to do right, couldn't do, I would like to do, I would not. And those things I don't want to do, I end up doing it. Who will deliver me from this thing? A wretched man that I am. But thanks be unto God that he has delivered us through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now with the mind, now we have this mind, spirit God, we have new capability. With the mind, we can focus on the new man and the spirit God's working in us, energizing in us, and inspiring us to do the right direction, move in the right direction, to step out. The old one doesn't want to step out, but it's not me. It's not me. The new one who does the righteous, right direction is the real guy, and moving in this true reality, my new identity is result in wonderful manifestation of blessings and happy life, more abundant life. That old man that pops up and pops out here and there during the day, and we may feel like, oh, why did I do this? Why I should have done this or that, or feel bad. It's not you. God is saying, it's not you. Don't even bother. It's not you. It's already paid. Price is paid. Old man's stupidity, price is already paid. You don't have to keep feeling bad, means you're still paying. So don't let the enemy scam you to think that you are the old person. I'm still not good. I'm feeling like this. I am not as good as what God says. It's not you. You are the new person created in Christ Jesus. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. So that's who we are. And we don't have to keep paying for the old man's mistakes, thinking, condemning ourselves. There's therefore no condemnation. It's already paid. You are righteous, perfect, and holy, without blame. That's who you are. So thanks to God that God is giving us the right words. Now here in Joshua 1, now after the death of Moses, the servant of Jehovah, I will read Jehovah. I don't want to read it, even though it's written in English, Lord. capital L and small capital O and small capital R, small capital D, King James people differentiated. And when it is written like this, large capital L, small capital O, small capital R, small capital D, it is in Hebrew is Jehovah. In the Old Testament, they are at least indicated that to the reader. So I will read this because this Lord word is confusing Christianity. In the New Testament, from Matthew onwards to the end book of Revelation, there is no word Jehovah appears in the Greek text section. Totally, this word is omitted even from the old Greek text. There are quotation, say in the Matthew, Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus says, Spirit of the Lord, in the scripture. Actually, but quotation is Spirit of Jehovah is upon me. That's how it's written. So we know, even though that Jehovah word is absent, we know from the quotation, at least from quotation, there are really many places where the Jehovah is written. So just to get you to recognize, know this point, and Jesus is Lord, which is right. But in the New Testament side, it says, Lord our God. So a lot of people get confused. Jesus is Lord, and it's written like Lord our God. So, and the teaching is that they are the same. So they think, okay, Lord, okay, I'll pray. Lord, this and that, Lord, this and that. Because they read Lord our God, so I pray to the Lord. But they are already mixed up. Jesus is the same guy. Jesus is, Lord, so he must be God. But we know from the scripture point of view also that this word Lord, when it's referring to God, is Jehovah. Very clear. And Jesus is our Lord. That's right on. Anyway, therefore I would always, even though it's written in the Old Testament, this word Lord is used. I know, and they indicate that this is Jehovah, then I will say Jehovah. Jehovah our God. So I read it like that. Moses, death of Moses, the servant of the Jehovah, it came to pass that Jehovah spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun. So God can speak to us, God can give us direction, everything. Now God's Spirit is in us. We are mighty sons and daughters of God with incredible authority and power. And he spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. You got the business. You got the things to do, the good works. Like for us, you know, we can just really apply this same thing, that we are more than Moses, more than Joshua. We have the Spirit of Christ with incredible capability, ability, and our sins are totally gone, paid. Jesus paid. The healing is totally available. By Christ's stripes, we were healed. So this is the reality, regardless of how feel, don't feel. That's the truth, and we speak the truth. We move in that direction. That's the base. And the inspiration of God, the word from God, will come out in that way. But if I do not believe that, then following different doctrine, it's difficult for God to give that inspiration, that angle. But thanks to God, we know this basic, wonderful, fundamental truth. So through us, God can give the right words. And ready ones, they will be so glad. And, you know, God has many. Many are sick, diseased, devil spirit oppressing them. Like Jesus said,
oppressed of the devil. He healed all those people who are oppressed of the devil. It's going on right now. Big thing is going on. Wrong words. Wrong words are being preached. Devil's bad news is preached out of every most of people's mouth. It's going out from television and all media direction. These wrong words that gives people, when they eat it, receive it, cause depression, no hope, and sickness, unhappiness. But from our mouth, God have the words of salvation. And we are very, very powerful people, extremely powerful. And we are ready to go. So God is speaking to Joshua, you are ready to go. Now, don't just sit and thinking, focusing negative things and, oh, it's now what to do. My leader is gone and it's going to be a challenge, difficult. I don't know, I could do this. It's too much work. I don't know what he was thinking, but he was just sitting. So he was not being encouraged, inspired. Okay, let's go. Not like that at that time. So God spoke. Wonderful pep talk, which turned around Joshua's mental direction and gave courage. The word that we speak gives turnaround of mental direction of the one who hears. Thessalonians, they heard the word from Paul's mouth and Silas and Timothy, and they thought, wow, like boom, bang, into their hearts, inspire them. Oh yeah, I remember this same testimony Gyan Singh shared, that these people start coming to the fellowship, or even the first time that woman attended the fellowship, she said that these words that spoken by these many people, including youth, it really inspired me. In the church, pastors teaching, only one person teaching from the Bible, lets us go here and there. I didn't get that lady said. I didn't get that. But here, I am really hearing and blessed and being inspired. So we are able to do. So encouragement is going. The word from God gives encouragement and strength to us. Even good coach will encourage. Good coach encourages. Show them that you can do. When the player's a little discouraged, feeling like, don't know why I'm not able to perform well. But the good coach will encourage. No, you are able. And he will put him on the spot. You go. You can do. Like that. So anyway. So therefore, arise. Encouragement to now get up. Get up. For Joshua to arise, then he has to make his decision. Arise. Okay. Move into that wonderful works that God is assigned to him to perform, execute the wonderful works that he has. So arise, go over this Jordan. So we move, we make decision to, okay, now God, I am ready to go. You have made me ready. So God will give us particular direction each day, whatever, sometimes stationary, sometimes something else. Sometimes we do our laundry, cooking, sitting, watching something. Or somebody calls, or you're inspired to call somebody. We are streamlined. We are God's masterpiece, so we are streamlined. And as we step forward, you'll be doing right thing. We don't have to doubt. Always we are doing the right thing. So go over Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. All the blessings are given to, and salvation are given to all mankind, all over the world. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. As I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. We are given all the wealth, riches. We were made rich also through Jesus Christ. And so our confession is that. Not poor. Oh, I don't have money. It's difficult. No, we are rich. And act on opening the windows of heaven. God has given us this wisdom. Just do that. Sow seed. Honor God. God doesn't need money. But God wants to open the windows of heaven and pour down blessings and all grace abound. So we act on this wonderful instruction from God. We arise and we do it. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. Even more, this word is to us. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He didn't spare his own wonderful son who never sinned, but he delivered him for us all. Then how shall he not with him also give us all things? God be for us, who can be against us? He's with us. Just like God was with Jesus, God is with you, same way. He will not fail us. He will never, never fail us. So that's our speech, words. We disregard the worldly circumstances, what it appears to be real. We don't focus on that. We just focus on God and His Word and the truth. And walking in truth, you shall prevail. And how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Go before us, who can be against us? So, who can be against us? What challenge is more than that? Nothing. So, we focus on that and move forward with God, and God continues to strengthen us. Shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them? Only be thou strong. So God's this tremendous wisdom and encouragement. Only you be strong and very courageous. Not discouraged, feeling sad for yourself or whatever. We are totally equipped. Heal the sick. These signs shall follow them that believe. Jesus is saying openly, cast out devils. Many people are oppressed of the devil, possessed. These evil spirits are surfing on the wrong words to enter into a person, into the house, like that. So throw out the devil. Oh yeah, one of the testimonies yesterday, that this Gajinder is Gyan Singh's leader. There was a meeting going on, a lot of people. And there was one person who got the evil spirit, and then evil spirit couldn't handle this atmosphere of light that started screaming. And he saw Gyan Singh just with the eyes. Looked at the eyes, the spirit got quiet and gone. So Gajinder, he thought, wow, this is amazing. Like, he didn't have to say anything. Just got his eyes, like, eyeballs, and turned. Eyeballs moved to that direction of that screaming devil in a woman. Just looked at it. Then it's gone. And he thought, okay, I would like to do that. Gajinder had the same experience. And then he remembered, oh, Gyan Singh did this, so I will do the same. I'm not going to say, and then everyone's attention will go to that. people fellowship, they'll be disturbed with this person screaming or speaking funny things. So he also did the same with the eyes. So this was a new thing. Then that spirit also gone. So God made us so powerful. The good angels, they look at us and admire. Unto which angel has God said, "Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee"? We are. And we are given an ability also. We have incredible ability. And the angels are looking at us and very happy, admire us. And they're also moving forward with us each day. They're with us. So only be thou strong. You are not alone with God and Jehovah's host. They're with us. Nothing to be discouraged. So you be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, Old Testament law, but all the things that God is now giving us in our heart. The law, he's writing his word, he's giving us direction, the thoughts, every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God. So, which Moses my servant commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper with her, so ever thou goest. This book of the law, so this truth that God has given, true word, now we are able to receive, we know, and we are expecting God to give us his word, feeding us. This book of the law, so this words that God gives us, direction that he's giving us, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. So we, what sort of things are true, what sort of things are honest, all those things that God is giving us to think in that direction. So we only focus, meditate on that, not to meditate on the negative words, negative food that enemy has filled this world with, and people are spitting out those words. We don't even focus, bother. The truth shall make you free. Continue in the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So observe to do according to all that's written, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. Pep talk. Have not I commanded thee? Have I not? Didn't I command you just now, a few seconds before? Be strong and of good courage. Don't be afraid. Neither be thou dismayed, for Jehovah your God. The reason, right, why we are not to be discouraged, afraid, and we can be strong and good courage. Why? For Jehovah your God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Great encouragement, pep talk from God. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, okay, let's go. So that's the thing here. So we are the ones that God had chosen to bring the light and the truth. Plenty of wrong words in religion. Truth to the world. And God has asked us to arise. And we are walking now, moving forward with that awareness. God is giving us that awareness. And we are continued to see the joy, happiness, multiplying hope, multiplying prosperity, multiplying speaking in tongues, another weapon we have, speaking tongues. All this manifestation of the Holy Spirit, which benefit of the manifestation. Actually, benefit of the manifestation. One benefit is word of wisdom, another word of knowledge. It's not the manifestation. We are able to utilize, get the benefit of the manifestation. And what's the benefits? One is word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Second, speaking tongues. I forgot the order, but
There are 9 benefits that we can enjoy, utilize: prophecy, speaking tongues, interpretation tongues, speaking by the Spirit, we are able to do incredible thing, and gift of healing, discerning of the spirits. Discern. We are able to discern the Spirit. Spirit, it's words. We are able to discern the words, the right words, wrong words, right teaching, wrong teaching, right concept, wrong concept, because it comes from the Spirit. Words. Spirit are with the words. So we can discern that. Oh, it's stinky. Oh, no. Maybe spoken with such a kind words, good words, but deceiving. So, no deal. But stay with God. We are able to discern spirits, faith, miracle, healings, like that, benefits. So I just wanted to share this today.